Good evening and welcome to the first and possibly, if it goes over poorly, only audio edition of Elder Days Storytime. Tonight we visit with young Inny, who asks Elder Days Storytime, "Where did all the unicorns go?" Well, dear Inny, there are times in the career of every oracle that put his resolve to the test. The soothsayer, whose name is lost to history, was brave enough to confront his emperor with ill tidings of March 15th. Cassandra warned and warned right up to her vicious death, and so I now must follow in the footsteps of my heroic forebears and give forth unpleasant news, no matter the consequence. Innocent one, if you would retain such innocence, hide now from the ugly truth. This demon-haunted world is already full enough of shadows. None shall blame you for stopping here and playing in the sunshine while you can. I get my information on the fate of the unicorn from renowned cryptozoologists John Kantz and Christopher Reed. According to them, in addition to being holy as hell and magical as all get out, unicorns were intoxicatingly, addictively, delicious. I know, it seems monstrous, but once you'd had your first taste of unicorn surprise, you'd never turn back. Human settlements developed special unicorn hunters, so-called war virgins, whose purity was matched only by their bloodlust. In the far reaches of the north, grim Valkyries hunted the unicorn to extinction. Meanwhile, in the Black Forest that held the highest unicorn population, small bands of German and Swiss maidens frolicked and played with the unicorns, then brought them home for supper. I hear that in an underground vault somewhere above the snowline of the Swiss Alps, dozens of carcasses yet remain. So there's your ugly truth, little lady. We ate the noble beasts to death, feasted on their flesh like bipedal hyenas. As the human population rose, our prey dwindled, and now there are none left. It's a vicious cycle of history that happens again and again. Mammoth, unicorn, dodo, thunderbird, all these are gone. And what graceful, beautiful race of being is next? Who now shall be ground under the sadistic, rapacious heel of man? Not I. Delicious though I be, I am prepared. With every day I gain more skills and increase in survivability. But my heart is not so hard as that. Should I die of natural causes, I allow, nay, invite the humans to gorge upon my spoiled flesh. Eat yourselves sick. Yours in rebellion, Elder Days Storytime.